Welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. Happy to report that I have Chris Kimball back on the line with me. He is the founder and editor of Kimball Charting Solutions. It's been a number of weeks since you and I last got to chat, Chris. Again, mostly due to differing travel schedules. But now that I have you back, you have shared with me five charts that I will be posting below this interview. And we're going to go in order. The first chart is the Swiss franc with the gold chart laid under it, and you outlined that the franc and gold peaked several times in the last almost 10 years now, and where gold is and where the franc is are right up against some resistance zones. Now, gold has been breaking resistance level after resistance level, but here's another one that it's facing right around this 1500 level. And the Swiss franc, that's been in a downtrend. So every time it's come close to this downward sloping trend line, it keeps on getting knocked back. You say here a dual breakout would be super bullish. Please just dive into this chart a little bit more for us, please.
Hey, Corey, it's great to be back, and it's always an honor to be on your show. And as we shared off the air, you know, Corey, there's a pretty strong correlation between the franc and gold. And about 8 years ago, we suggested that the franc was suggesting that gold could be soft for years to come. And so now we're being presented, or the franc is presenting the situation that maybe that the flip is going to happen, that metals could rally for years to come. And so the big test is at hand, and why I say potentially super bullish is, as you mentioned, Corey, is that for 8 years, this falling resistance line number one has held the franc in check, and whenever the franc has been held in check, gold has been at a short-term high and has declined at least 15% each time the franc has been up here. And so now the franc is gold's been doing, we all know, well of late, and the franc hasn't really rallied a lot, and that's what really intrigues me, you know, Corey, is that if the franc can break above this 8-year resistance level, it would send a fresh bullish message to gold that it hasn't sent in years and years. And so, as you rightfully said, gold is testing the underneath side of the 2011 and 2012 lows at around 1500. So those lows become resistance, and franc is testing 8-year resistance. But if both would happen to be successful, that enough buyers could come forward and push both higher, it'd really be a message that the gold and metals community hasn't witnessed or seen in many years.
Yeah, it would really add, I think, some more rocket fuel to gold, but that also goes hand in hand with some other currencies. The next chart outlining the US dollar, and quite simply just this falling channel that the dollar has been in ever since 2015. Now, the dollar, yes, it did peak in 2017, but it went sideways for a while, and the channel that you have outlined here shows very succinctly just how much at the top of this falling channel range that the dollar is. Just last week, I believe it was, it peaked its head slightly over and then pretty quickly reversed. The dollar is continuing down. But what about the dollar here? Yes, it's inside of a falling channel, but it just went sideways for, let's say, a year. What do you think the chances are of a breakdown happening for the dollar here?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at that bearish reversal that you highlighted, you know, Corey, And when your viewers get to look at this chart, you don't see many times of this upside failure move. And that's what looks to have taken place last week in the dollar. And as we said off the air, it's amazing to me that roughly for 10 months, the dollar has traded within a 3% range, essentially between 95 and 98. And so to me, it's been impressive to see gold and silver do as well as it has without the tailwind of a weak dollar. But I think we need to really keep our eye on that bearish reversal pattern last week at two. You know, 1 week doesn't make a trend change, or make it change from the sideways. But if, the biggest influence would be is the dollar could finally take out 95, you know, that would really put a tailwind into the metals, price movements.
Yeah, it really would. And one thing that we've been chatting about actually quite a bit this week is how the dollar, or how gold is at pretty much all-time highs in a lot of major currencies except for the dollar, and still has quite a ways to go in the dollar. So something to consider. The next chart, looking at the Aussie dollar. The Aussie dollar also been in a sideways trading pattern ever since 2015. But has been declining pretty steadily over the last year and a half, and now is at the bottom end of that sideways channel that you outline. Kind of curious, so you think that the Aussie dollar usually goes up as metals rise, but there is another nuance here. Before we get into that, what do you think about this Aussie dollar chart?
I guess, you know, there's no doubt, Corey, I'm a guy that loves confirmations. You know, like right now, when you see gold going up and the dollar not going down, it doesn't mean that gold has to peak, but it's kind of a non-confirmation, you know, or you have an outlier event. And so that's why I'm showing we started off with the Swiss franc. So far, there's a non-confirmation there in the metals move. But if the franc can rally and break resistance, that would be a confirmation move. And if the Aussie dollar can start reflecting some strength, that would be a confirmation move. But as you mentioned, gold's doing well against a lot of other currencies, but not so much against the dollar. The Aussie dollar has essentially been in a trading range in this blue shaded channel for what, the last 4 years, and it's been weak. It's continued to decline. Metals have went against the Aussie dollar, but last week on this chart at number two, it made the opposite pattern that we just highlighted with the U.S. dollar. It's actually made a bullish reversal pattern at, or just a fraction below that sideways channel. So when you think of confirmation moves, metals to really go higher and break, and for gold to break above that $1,500 level that we mentioned, you know, earlier, you'd want to see the Aussie dollar start confirming and heading higher itself, and particularly break out above falling resistance number three.
Now, to my point regarding how currencies, some more being resource-based and others more or less going against resources, that I think is a bit of a nuance, because right now what we're seeing in terms of metals is a breakout really only in precious metals and really mostly just in gold. The silver is following along. Don't all these dollar and, well, currency charts point to the fact that we are seeing just general devaluations of currencies around the world, something that does help out only really the precious metals, at least right now?
That's a great observation, Corey. You know, you're so right. As you know, when you look at the major basket of commodities, which, the commodity index that a lot of people pay attention to, Corey, is the CRB, the Commodities Research Bureau, but one of my favorites is the Thomson Reuters Equal Weighted Commodity Index, and I love the word equal in there, that it doesn't let, you know, for the longest part of my 40-year career, the commodity index has been overweighted towards oil. So you kind of got a skewed perspective, but the Thomson Reuters Equal Weighted Index is now essentially traded sideways for the past 4 years. It looks like the Aussie dollar, and it's actually breaking down, Corey. So what you said was really accurate, is that the metals are kind of the lone travelers, you know, right now, that they're reflecting some strength, but the majority of the other commodities world is actually going the polar opposite, and it looks a lot like the Aussie dollar.
Yeah. Okay. Well, some little nuance to take into consideration there. Let's move down to this fourth chart, which is the GDX, Gold Miners ETF. It's been on a very nice run, especially over the last couple months, but it is coming close to some resistance levels, one being the high struck in 2016, another going back to about 2013 when gold and the gold stocks were moving down. Plus, you also have a couple short-term uptrend lines drawn here. Please break down this chart for us.
Yeah, for the most part, Corey, over the last 3 years, GDX has been in a trading range between the bottom of $18 and the top at 30. It's back at 30 again. It's facing the top of its trading range, plus a falling resistance line that goes back to roughly 2012. And if you look at the top of the chart, momentum is now the most overbought, or it's hitting levels last seen in 2016. And that's really about the only time that momentum has been this high, Corey, in 7 years. So this is a big breakout test. because regardless of what it has done, which has been impressive, you know, of late, you know, going back to the initial part of this conversation, it's essentially at the top of its 2016 to 2019 trading range. So another big test, kind of similar to the Swiss franc that we started it off with. You know, if the franc could break out and GDX would break out here, I think the exciting price movement that we've seen, you know, over the last few months would pale in comparison to what could follow.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on right now that can also add some more firepower to gold moving higher. The last chart being GDXJ, again, reaching some resistance levels on a number of different areas, but there is also another resistance level even higher that is at that 2016 level. Is this just another example of getting to a point where if a breakout happens, then pretty much adds fuel to the bulls argument, but you know what? Not out of the question to potentially get a little pullback.
Yeah, we've got another top of a trading range. This is a little narrower, but if you go back to 2017, Corey, GDXJ has been in a trading range between 26 and 42. It's testing the top of that range. And the bottom line is if it can achieve a breakout above 42.50, you know, to $43, the next top of the horizontal resistance would be around 52. You know, $10 on $42, if it could achieve that, is a very nice percentage. So we really see up on these rallies, a lot of these products being short-term overbought and facing resistance. But as we said on the last call a few weeks ago, Corey, I made mention about the personality of traders, that between 2001 and 2011, when metals experienced an 11-year bull market, people would get euphoric, but that didn't seem to matter because it continued to build on itself and build and build. But during the decline from 2011 to, you know, the last couple of years, actually confidence or people getting cocky in the metals market was actually bad for it, because every time that happened, it ran out of steam. But as we mentioned about 3 weeks ago, you know, on our last call, is somewhere along the line, it's going to be, you know, right now getting cocky or confident actually coincides mostly with peaks, you know, in bear markets or rallies in a downtrend. But somewhere along the line, that complexion is going to go back to the complexion or personality of 2001 to 2011, that it'll actually be okay. You know, that it's not a bad thing for people to be on board this. So we got a real big test from a price perspective and, to me, a personality perspective, you know, Corey, you know, in play.
Okay. Well, hey, some interesting charts here. And again, that nuance between what's going on in the currencies around the world, that's something to consider that keeps on driving the precious metals higher. And still, these gold miners, they're not quite at the levels that gold has been, but they are starting to play some catch up. So still a lot of upside here, but it's been a pretty aggressive move. So one of these resistance levels, I am sure that gold and the precious metals are going to take a bit of a breather, but even a breather is very natural for just how overbought these have gotten and how quickly they honestly have moved. Chris, it's great chatting with you, everyone. Go click that link below. Visit Chris's website. That is KimballChartingSolutions.com, and sign up at least for his free email blast where he sends out charts much like these, but also consider a subscription service with a bit more trading focus. Chris, thanks for your time, buddy.